Drinking with a Fork.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gao. There's an old Chinese proverb about the folly of making hasty decisions. A fool in a hurry drinks tea with a fork. Because I'm wondering why Paulson and Bernanke, the bailout dream team, are in such a hurry to get their plan through Congress. I know they want to stabilize the markets and prevent economic collapse, but I also know that a lot of people hate the idea of bailing out the financial industry, and they want Congress to think very carefully before proceeding. Paulson and Bernanke are back on Capitol Hill today, and we'll see how things go. One person who is counting on a bailout is Warren Buffett. Yesterday, Buffett bought $5 billion worth of stock in Goldman Sachs, and he has an option for another five. He said he wouldn't have done that if he didn't think the government would act. Marketplace's Steve Henn has more.
I was sitting in my office in Washington, listening to Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke talk about how so many banking investments with real value were selling for fire sale prices. I kept wondering, if this guy's right and that's true, where are all the savvy investors? Where's Warren Buffett?
Well, obviously, we know now.
Hugh Johnson runs Johnson Illington Advisors.
You know, it's a buyer's market, and this pretty clearly indicates it's a buyer's market. He got very good terms, and at the same time, it's a good deal for Goldman. So from a psychological point of view, it tends to boost confidence. I think you'll see a good market today largely because of what he's done.
When it comes to investing, Warren Buffett looks for bargains, and the fact that he sees them now on Wall Street could give others the courage they need to jump back in. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
So far this morning, some minor gains on Wall Street. The Dow is up 36 points to 10,891. The NASDAQ has gained 11, and the S&P 500 is up 2. In Asia, the markets closed a fraction higher. European shares are a fraction lower so far. The Treasury Department will auction off $34 billion worth of two-year T-notes today. Treasuries are usually considered a safe place to stash your money. But with this monster bailout ahead, are T-notes really going to be a safe investment? Jeremy Hobson looks into that.
Investors rely on government bonds to generate a small profit without much risk. But today, it's the government that's relying on investors to finance its bailout plan, says Jim Bianco of Bianco Research.
They need to get $700 billion to fund this. They're not raising taxes to do it. They're going to borrow the money, and they're going to borrow the money in the Treasury market.
Bianco says foreign buyers may be more hesitant to buy Treasuries now because of increasing worries about a drop in the value of the dollar. TJ Marta is a fixed income strategist at RBC Capital Markets. He says investors are also worried about the government stumbling down the road.
There's a significantly greater default risk priced into U.S. Treasuries than for any of the other G7 countries, so that's one worry. The other worry is the prospect that the U.S. government is going to have to inflate its way out of this debt.
The Treasury Department will auction off another $24 billion in five-year notes tomorrow. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, committed to helping Americans save on gas and become energy independent. At publictransportation.org. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. More at medtronic.com.
You know who we haven't talked to in a while?
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Mr. Sloan's been a little busy covering Wall Street, but I finally caught up with him at home. I was dying to hear his reaction to this $700 billion bailout plan.
I was outraged, and I said, are they crazy? Have they lost their minds? They're going to buy $700 billion of stuff from banks, undoubtedly paying more than the market price, because otherwise the banks have no reason to sell to them.
Yeah.
And this is somehow going to get banks to lend again. I mean, this sounded to me like the biggest trickle-down theory in history, and it made absolutely no sense. Here are we, the taxpayers, and we're supposed to end up with this garbage to help the banks And nowhere was there any mention of us, the taxpayers, having any upside or any stake in the banks.
But if the government buys up this bad debt and then later it increases in value and the government sells it, won't taxpayers benefit?
Well, they would, but I think the odds of that are vanishingly small. And my feeling is there are endless things that no one is using. There's this special borrowing mechanism the Fed set up where you could bring your garbagey assets, borrow against them at a rate that's now 2.5%, and that way you would have plenty of money. So what I was wondering is how come very few institutions, and maybe none, are borrowing at the Fed and borrowing money that way and using that money to roll over their short-term loans?
All right, but now that we're in this situation, instead of buying up bad mortgages, what would you have Congress do if there is going to be a bailout?
Instead of buying these assets at too much money and being stuck with them, what we can do as taxpayers is put money into the banks, invest in their stock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these banks all need new capital. Let's buy the capital, and that way we have an upside. I'd much rather, as a taxpayer, have a piece of the upside than these assets.
Alan, you've been covering Wall Street for a long time. How does this situation compare to previous times where we've had calamity, like the SNL debacle, for example?
I have never, ever seen anything like this. Never. And I've been doing this for 40 years. I have never seen such disruption and disaster and potential for even more disaster. I suspect that things were like this just before the Great Depression, though I don't think a Great Depression is coming. But I was not alive to see that lead up, so I can't say from personal experience.
All right, we'll check back with you in a few days, Alan. Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thanks.
My pleasure, Scott.
Feel free to share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.